Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Kuf Zayin in Masechta Shabbos, the 169th daf in Shas. We're going to be wrapping up the Perek Ha'oreg, a short Perek, that dealt with Tzeda in the second half of the Perek, and that's what we're going to have. Mishnah, another Mishnah in regards to Tzeda on the bottom of the Amud, where we left off, and we're going to be continuing on with more Halachos of Tzeda. And then we're going to get to a nuanced Perek called Shmoneh Shratzim. Shmoneh Shratzim is going to be the halachos of squeezing blood out of Shratzim, and whether that's subject to Chovel, and the unique status of the 8 Shratzim that are counted in the Torah. Let's see after the Shmoneh. Begin Kufavam Beis. Yashav Echad Al Pesach. If a person is sitting at an opening, V'lo Mileyu, and he didn't fill it. In other words, he's sitting in the opening of a house or a biber, that's an area where animals are collected, but he didn't trap the animal because he doesn't fill up the space. Yashav Hasheni Mileyu, and then a second person sits down and fills it up. Hasheni Chayiv, then the second one is going to be Chayiv. Yashav Rishon Ala Pesach Umileyu, if the first one sat down on the opening and he filled it up, Uba Hasheni Yashav Tzido, and then the second one came and sat down. Afal Bishamad Rishon Vahalachlo, even if the first one got up, and now it's the second one who's trapping the animal, Harishon Chayiv Hasheni Potter, the first one is going to be Chayiv and not the second. What is that like? Lenoyelas beisai l'shamra. The person locks his house to guard it. V'nimtzat tzvi shamar b'socho. His intention wasn't at all to guard the deer, and that's not called guarding. The Ritzva explains that if a person's closing the door to protect his objects, and the animal had been already trapped. So then in such a case, then he's not doing any act of trapping. If he's now trapping it for the first time, then that's what we discussed last night about a psik resha. But here the animal had been already trapped, and he just closes the door to protect his objects, and in such a case, that's going to be fine. Says the Gemara, Kuv Zayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Nichnas Loi Tzipar Tachas Knofa. If a person is sitting, and a bird comes under his garment, he's wearing a tunic. Yoshevu Mishamro, Achitashach. He's allowed to stay there and guard it until dark. Masr Renachem Bar Yitzchak. Renachem Yitzchak says, wait, is that consistent with our Mishnah we just learned? Yoshev Rishon Ala Pesach Umilehu. The person is sitting on the entrance and he's filling up the space. Ubo Hashem Yoshev Tzidov. Afa Bishamir Rishon Vahalachlo. Harishon Chayiv Hasheni Potter. The second guy is going to be Potter. I grant you that he's going to be Potter. So too over here, says Rav Nachman. The second guy is Potter, but the Mashmos is that it'll be Aser Midrabanan. Because generally when we say Potter, it means Potter Aval Aser. So Rav Nachman says the guy who stays sitting is with the bird under his coat. He didn't put his coat over the bird. The bird came underneath it. But he who doesn't get up when the bird is staying under his coat, he should be like the second guy who doesn't get up after the first guy leaves, and practically now he's the one that's trapping it. So our Mishnah said that's Potter, Mailav Potter Avalasar, but Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav that it's Mutter. Yes, Rav Dovi?
What exactly, I don't understand the case that the bird flew under his jacket.
Yeah, the bird flew under his jacket.
And because he's not moving,
it's... Exactly, it's now trapped. Exactly. So says the Gemara, a big chiddush. Lo, potter umutter. We're going to learn that over here, even though it says potter, it does, normally potter means potter avalasir, but there are exceptions. And we're going to learn today the exceptions to when it says potter, it doesn't always mean potter and asir. Sometimes it means potter and mutter. Hachanami mistabra, and that makes sense, that's mutter. Midiktani seifa, because we learn in the seifa, lamazat daima. L'noyel is basically the shamra, right? Person who locks the house to guard it. V'nim tzvi shamar b'selfa, and it turns out that there was a deer that was guarded inside. Michla the potter of mutter shmamina. So it sounds like that we're talking about a case where it's potter and mutter, because what did we learn in this case? We learned that it's like someone who closes the door. Now, someone who closes the door, clearly he didn't do anything wrong, as we explained earlier from the Ritva. It was already trapped. The bird or deer had already been trapped. And now when he's closing it to guard his stuff, that would be entirely mutter. So too over here, if the bird is under your thing, it's going to be potter and mutter as well. As well as if you have the person that came as a second individual after the first one had blocked it in, so then in such a case that would also be mutter. We also learned Afubi Sha'amir Arishan Vahalakhlo Arishan Chayiv Vashemi Potter. My lab potter mutter, lo potter avalasir. So the Gemara originally, the Gemara is just going to repeat this discussion with the original Hava Mina is thinking that's potter and mutter. And the Gemara says, no, it's potter avalasir. Asks the Gemara, Haman, the time you say for Mazadon and Nas, faceless Shomer, Minim, since we Shomer Sofo, Michlau the potter and mutter. If the Mishnah concluded, it's like you close the door with no intention to trap, and the animal was already trapped, so then must be mutter, and therefore the case of the seifa also must be potter umutter. Now Shmuel observes that in general the word potter means potter avalaser, and there are three exceptions. Amar Shmuel, kol p'turei Shabbos potter avalaser. Every p'tur in Shabbos is potter avalaser. Var mahani klas the potter umutter. There are three cases which are potter umutter. Chada ha. First is this case. So this is the first exception in all of Masechta Shabbos, and that is that if a person closes the door and it turns out there was a Tzvi Shomer B'Selcho, that's going to be Mutter. The Edoch, the other exception, this is a famous exception, it makes an appearance over here in Amud Aleph, will make an appearance as well in Amud Beis. Hamapis Morsa, someone who squeezes open a pus pimple. Im lasos la pechayv. If his intention is to make an opening, in other words, to make an opening where the pus will go out and the ear will come in, so then he's going to be chayv. We know that in order to be chayv for a Pesach, it has to be a Pesach ha'asu lahachnis ulahotzi. So this, if it's lasos la pe, in both directions, going to be chayv. If, however, lahotzi lamenu lecha, he just wants to get out the pus, it's potter. Ear is part of the healing process. In other words, so what was his intention? His intention was that he wanted to heal in an appropriate way, or his intention was just to get the pus out. So if his intention is to want to get the pus out also, then that's going to be potter mutter. Says the Gemara, umimai de potter mutter, are you so sure that's potter mutter? Says the Gemara, the snap machat shel yad lito basakotz, that you're allowed to use a needle to take out a splinter, and if it's a tsar, it's going to be mutter. Rashi points out, this is important, Rashi, in Dibra Maschel Hotzi Lecha, Rashi says that's not even going to be considered a whole midrabanan because it's in one direction, it's the rabbanan, and the guy's in pain. And so what the guy wants to do is just to get out the pus that is somehow creating pain. He believes the pus is what creates the pain. So too, if you have a splinter, if your whole goal is just to simply get out the splinter and not to create a hole, so for both directions, that's also going to be mutter. So that's another case where even though it said potter, it doesn't mean potter, it also means potter the mutter. V'idach, the third case, hatsad nechash b'shabbos, if a person traps a snake on Shabbos, if he was involved with it in order to simply protect himself and not that it shouldn't bite him, then it's potter. But if he wants to trap it to use some of its venom and so on for refuah, it's going to be chayiv. So now when it says potter, usually potter means potter av aser. But now we're saying that this is a third exception. It really means potter umutter. Mai de potter umutter, how do I know that? The snan. Because what's the shaila about trapping the snake? You're trapping the snake, but you're not interested in actually holding on to the snake. So the problem over here, the Gemara assumes, is that you're using a kli, and you're not going to be able to use it again on Shabbos. So is that permissible? Are you allowed to use a kli that normally is not used for this, and to have it sitting on the snake all of Shabbos? So here we have a similar halacha. This not, we learn a Mishnah Kaifin in the, we learned this in the third parak. Kaifin ka'ara al haner b'shvil shalotechos bikora, that you're allowed to. I'm sorry. There was a similar Mishnah we had in the third parak. This is in Kuf Chav Beis on a Beis. Person allowed to turn over a dish on top of the candle, in between the candle and the ceiling, in order that the ceiling shouldn't catch fire. Val tsoa shel katan, as well as on feces of a katan. Val akrav shel otishach, as well as a scorpion, in order that it shouldn't bite. Even though eventually it's going to become trapped. And even though, in the case of the candle, you're using the kli to save from something that can't be normally touched on Shabbos, nevertheless, in all these cases, when it comes to trapping, and ein kli nitl, el tzarach davar nitl, we say that it's going to be mutter. So once again, even though it's asur midrabbanan, this type of trapping, nevertheless, because of tzar, we don't want you to get bit by the snake, then we say it's mutter. Hadran alacha oreg. So we just learned three exceptions to when we say potter, doesn't mean potter aval asur, it means potter umutter, and we learned the halachas of tzay in the second half of our. We now, yes?
So the three cases are hamapus morsa.
Correct.
The tzvi, and this thing with the nacha. So what about the nacha, the splinter that's not?
The splinter.
Seems like it's a fourth one.
No, because the splinter, we said, the Mishnah said it's mutter. The Mishnah said it's mutter. It didn't say potter.
Okay.
That's why, but you're right, it's another halacha that's mutter, but we're talking about the cases where it said potter avalasar. Perek shmeinah shmatzim. Shmeinah shratzim amurim b'torah. In Vayikra Yir Aleph, the Torah HaKadosha spells out eight different shratzim when discussing the halachos of Tuma v'tahara. So the Torah tells us that there are eight different shratzim. Elim at elat meim lachem. So when the Torah specifies them, we're going to see that they have sometimes their own unique halachas. Hatsadon v'achovel ben chayv. If you trap them or you pierce their shell for blood, you're going to be chayv. Ushkar shratzim uramasim. But all the other crawling things, hachovel ben potter. If you injure them, it's going to be potter. So what's the difference between the two? Why is it that when it comes to Shmona Shratzim, you're going to be Chayiv? All other Shratzim is going to be Potter. So Rashi explains, Achol ben Chayiv, diyesh lohen or, that these Shratzim have halachic skin. And since they have halachic skin, so then in such a case, you're being motzi dam. In contrast to the others, the halacha doesn't give significance to their skin. The Gemara is going to analyze that more. That's the first explanation of the Rashi. The other explanation Rashi gives is that since it has skin, the skin becomes dyed. In other words, the first explanation of Rashi is that there's a tolda of shochet, it's chabura. The second explanation of Rashi is that the isra over here is that you're dyeing the skin. Continues the Mishnah. Hatsadon litzarech, if you trap them because you need them, these shratzim chayiv shalol litzarech, but if you don't need them, it's potter. We're going to see in the Gemara that's according to Rabbi Shimon. All is malacha shein tzricha legufa is potter. It's only when you need it. Chayiv ba'ov shebershusai. If the animal is already in your rishus, hatsadim potter. Then if you do tzad, it's already potter. It's potter because it's already tzadim ba'omeg. But if it's achovo ben, then it doesn't make a difference. You can be chayiv. Says the Gemara. Midik tani achov ben chayiv. The fact that we say that if you do chovo, you're going to be chayiv. Michlal de islu art. That sounds like that there's that it has these shmona shratzim have a shell or a thick skin. Man tana, who's the tana who holds that way about shmona shratzim? Amar Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri in a totally different discussion. Now, the discussion with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri revolves around the following machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Take a look at Rashi, Shmona Shratzim, Yesh Lahem Oros. Rashi says, Upalig ad Rabbanan. The Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon disagree. The Amr Ba'arva wrote, if in Chulin it says, Hanaka Akach, I'll tell these Shmona Shratzim, Mitamin Bikadosha Kibisheretz. There are, out of these eight, there are these four that their shell is not considered halachically significant, and their metame, like their outside, is metame like basar. Now, this shita of the Rabbanan holds that these four things don't have or, halachic or, because the outside, their shell, is considered like basar. Only basar is metame ke'adasha. So that's the shita of the Rabbanan. So hence, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says Shmona Shratzim Yesh Lehen Oros. So that's in disagreement with the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon are in disagreement with that. So our Mishnah, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah assumed that they have an Or. So that means that's in contradistinction to the Rabbanon who say the four of them don't have Or. So the Gemara says, by the way, I mistakenly said Rabbi Shimon. I meant to say Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri disagrees with the Rabban. Says the Gemara, Rabba Rav Huna Amar Rav, Afil Teim Rabban. We can defend it according to Rabban. Ad kan lo pligu Rabban alad Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri el inyan Tuma. Maybe their machlokis is only in regards to Tuma. Dichsiv Eila Hatmeim Lachem. L'Rabba Shorosein Kibsaren. Rabbi Yochanan made a drasha from the fact that it says Hatmeim is coming to tell you a ribui, that their Oroseian are considered like Bisarim. That's when the Rabbanan say that we have that special Xeris HaKlasim. Avalinin Shabbos Afil Rabbanan Modi. But when it comes to Shabbos, then of course, the Or is considered significant, and therefore you'd be considered as if you're doing Chova. Says the Gemara, Linin Shabbos Lo Pligi. Is that true, that everybody agrees that they have an Or when it comes to Shabbos, and therefore Achol Ben is going to be Chayiv? V'atanya atzod chayiv echad. Excuse me, Mishmona Shratzim Bura Torah. Hachol ben chayiv. Dibur Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. If someone is tzad, the eight Shratzim in the Torah, if you're cholven and you're chayiv, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's opinion. The Chachamim Ma'irim ain or ella lema shemanu chachamim. That the only area that's counted as an or is that which the Rabbanan had delineated. Now this is very, very unclear. What does it mean, what the Rabbanan delineated? So immediately the Gemara qualifies. Adarabba, the opposite is true. L'masha manu chachamim, that which the chachamim had said, that we had mentioned, are exceptions, elahem or. That means that they don't have or. V'omar Abayis, Abayi explained, hachi kamar, ein or chalak mi basar, ela l'masha lo manu chachamim. Those things that the Chacham hadn't mentioned, those things that hadn't been mentioned, there were eight, four they had mentioned don't have an R, but the other ones, they do have an R.
So or is not a qualification, it's just some of them, I mean, four don't.
Exactly, four do and four don't. Either way, what we see from the Braisa is that the Braisa clearly is talking about Shabbos as well. So we see not only does Rabbanan say this in regards to Tumah, they also say it in regards to Shabbos. Amalei Rava, but Rava first questions Abaye more. Halamasha manu chacham kamar? You think that's what Lamasha manu chacham means? In other words, you changed it to Lamasha lo manu chacham. But that's not the words. The words are Lamasha manu chacham. El Amar Rava Hachi Kamar. So Rava is going to give an entirely different shot in what this Manu Chachamim is, and that is also going to answer the question about Hilchos Shabbos. Hachi Kamar. Ein or mitame kebasar ela lemasha Manu Chachamim. That the Chachamim hold that or is not mitame kebasar except for those four things. But in terms of Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Rabbanan never disagreed. Okay. The Gemara, though, is still not entirely satisfied with that teretz. Michlal, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, hanach nami delo manu chachamim, but mitamim. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, even those things that the chachamim weren't mona were mitamim. Vakdan Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, omer shmona shratzim yesh len oros, v'shelo mitamim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri only said eight shrats and not everything else. Amar Rav Ada bar Masna Tiritzachi v'chachamim omrim l'inyan tuma ein or l'mashem anu chachamim. So basically, we conclude the Gemara as saying that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri are only arguing about tuma v'tahara, but the Chachamim would agree that in terms of Shabbos, so then that we consider them as shmona shratzim that have or. But the Gemara continues to fire away v'akati. L'inyin Shabbos lo pligi. Is it true that they don't argue? V'atanya hatzad echa mishmona shratzim umur Torah chol ben chayiv. Bishratzim sheish len oros. We're talking only about the shratzim that have oros. Smashma, that the four that don't have are not included. What is chavala? The Bryce now continues. Ve'izui chabur shein chatzeres. Nitzar hadam v'afal pishalo yatzah. as long as the dam has been broken through the capillaries, and then in such a case, even though it doesn't go outside the skin.
A bruise, basically.
A bruise, exactly. So you see, black and white, we're talking about Hilchos Shabbos. The Tanakhama says only those things that we say are considered are. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri comes back and he says, Shmona Shratzen. Amar Avashi, man Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda, no. This Shita is not the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Rabbanan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri agree in Hilchos Shabbos. But there's a third Shita, Rabbi Yehuda, the Azal Basar Gishta. He goes according to the thickness of the or. In other words, he differentiates between the thickness of different types of skin. Disnan, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Halta, Kachulda. The Halta is like a weasel, and it's not mitame, it's bisaro. Avo Rabbona, the pligio lad Rabbi Yochanan, le'inyin toma. But, and so therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds whatever chiluk applies to Hilchos Shabbos applies to Tumah V'Tahara, because he looks at the Metzius. However, the Rabbanan never looked at the Metzius. The Rabbanan just had a drasha, Eile HaTmeyim, was coming to exclude four Shratzen. But it only excludes it for Tumah V'Tahara, it doesn't exclude it for Hilchos Shabbos. HaRabbanan, the Pligal Ad Rabbi Yechon, Linyin Tumah, Linyin Shabbos, Maydiluhu. So the Gemara asks, Iyachi Haidra Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, then it says that these are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri umachlukto miboile. We shouldn't just say that Shmona Shratzen is following Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. It's also following the Rabbanan, right? What did Shmuel say? Look at the opening words of the Gemara. He had said, Omer Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. You're following Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Why did Shmuel say it? He should have said it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Rabbanan. It's only not like Rabbi Yehuda. Machlukato, it should mention, and those who disagree with him, because they agree in Hilchos Shabbos. So Gemara backs down, says, Tani, you're right. Di Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, umachlukato. You're right. Shmuel's statement has to be slightly changed. A new Gemara. Boy mine Levi me Rebbe. Levi asked from Rebbe a question. Minay lechabura sheine chozeres. How do you know that when it comes to a chabura, it has to be a chabura that is not going to come back? In other words, something that's going to heal on its own doesn't qualify as a chabura. As long as that the chabura hasn't been expelled from the capillaries, then it doesn't qualify. Once been expelled, so then it's ein chozeres. Dichsiv. Quotes the pasuk Yirmiyahu, not the pashup pshat. Hayafoch kushi oro v'namer chavur barosa. Simple pshat in the pasuk is: will someone with black skin change his skin, and will a leopard lose its spots? But Chazal understand the pasuk as follows: my chavur barosa. What does it mean, chavur barosa? So they learn it b'loshen chabura. Ilem dekoy rikmi rikmi. If we're going to say that we're talking about the spots on the leopard, hay v'namer chabur barosav, that's the word, spots, namer gvanav, it should say, the different shades on the leopard. What's this word, chabur barosav? Ela, but rather you read the pasuk entirely differently. Bakushi, if we're talking about a black person, ma oro dechushi ene chozeres, just like the pigment of his skin doesn't change, ap chabura ene chozeres. So too, the chabura is not going to be chozeres. In other words, v'nomer chavurosav means that the kushi doesn't change. Namer is miloshon lahachlif, that his chabura doesn't change. Now, in both cases, we're talking about a person. A black person's skin that doesn't change, and the chabura that's not going to go back. And we see, therefore, the definition of chabura is it has to be permanent, correct? Okay, we also learned in our Mishnah, we had also learned that the halacha is, let's look back in the Lashon HaMishnah, but if you trap them Litzorech, you're going to be Chayiv. Says the Gemara, Hahargon Chayiv. We only said that by Chovel you're going to be Potter, but what if you kill it, you're going to be Chayiv. Man Tana, who's the Shitam, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Eliezer, the Sanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Hahoyre, Kina, Bishabis, Kahoyre, Gnamal, if you kill a louse on Shabbos, it's as if you killed a camel. In other words, there's no difference between the two. Now this gets into controversial territory, even in the time of Chazal, and now today there is big discussion how to understand the words of Chazal. Chazal talk about lice as not procreating like normal animals. That lice self-generated. So this line of the Gemara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he says, if you kill a kina, then you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos. We're going to see the Rabbanan are going to disagree. So Rabbi Eliezer seemed to assume that they were parin v'ravin, that they generated normally. However, the Rabbanan seemed to assume that they didn't. We'll discuss it in terms of Lamaisa, have a look at it today after we get towards the end of the Gemara. Maskel Rav Yosef, Ad Kanal Pliga Rabbanan Lad Rabbi Eliezer, El Bikina Deina Parin v'ravin. When we're talking about lice that don't procreate, so then in such a case, the halacha is that the Rabbanan hold that you're potter. Avos Sharish Gatzim Rabbanan, the part of the Rabbanan, Lo Pligi. Then there's no machlokis. So our Mishnah seems to be on the side of Rebbe Eliezer. Ushneim Lo Limdu Ela Me'elim. And this machlokis revolves of what we talk about, the elim that Bnei Yisrael were shochet in the midbar that they used their hides. Rebbe Eliezer Savar Ke'elim. Rebbe Eliezer says that in order to be chayiv, since they did shochet, right? We learn from the Mishnah. So since they did shochet in the Elim to use their oroseim, so the Elim are the paradigm. Ma Elim sheyesh ben netilas neshama, akol sheyesh ben netilas neshama. The Issa d'Arais is netilas neshama.
Like a deer.
Correct. Rabbanan savri ke'elim, ma Elim deparin v'ravin. I've called it part of a Rava. The Rabbanan hold that they need to be part of a Rava. So at this stage, the Gemara is learning that Rabbi Eliezer actually doesn't disagree with the Rabbanan. They agree that kinim are not part of a Rava. But that's not a requirement for Netilas Neshama, for Shofet. So that's the Hanacha of the Gemara. Amar Le Abaye, the kinim ain't part of a Rava. By ask that so, v'ha'omar mar, yoyishev HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'zan, mikarni re'emim v'ad be'tzekinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds all of the animals from the horns of the massive rams. Probably doesn't mean the horns themselves, but means from the massive rams, until the eggs of the kinim. Now, if kinim did not procreate, there wouldn't be eggs. So you see that they have eggs. So Gemara doesn't accept that. Minahu. It's a type of min. Dimikri beitzei kinim. It was called beitzei kinim. But really, kinim are not parin v'ravin. V'atayin the Gemara has another question. Tfuyei u beitzei kinim. We learn in a brisa something that's called tfuyei. And tfuyei is a type of sheretz as well. And beitzei kinim. The Gemara says again, minahu dimikri beitzei kinim. This is a min that was called beitzei kinim. Okay. We'll get back to how we look at that shortly. Let's just finish the Gemara. Vahare parosh, the parav v'rava. But if you have these types of flies, they are parav v'rava. V'tanya hatzad parosh b'shabbis. Rebbe Eliezer mechayev Rebbe Yeshua potter. If you trap them, then it's a machlok. So Rebbe Yeshua holds that you're going to be potter, even though it's a min sheketz, that's parav v'rava. So if he holds that you're potter for trapping it, the Gemara assumes that you're going to be potter also for killing it. That's a big question that the Rishonim discussed, the Ritva and others, that the Gemara over here is making an assumption that just because you're going to be potter for trapping it, you're going to be potter for killing it away. So Ravashi himself addresses that. Amar Ravashi, Seida Ariga Karamis, Ad Kan Lo Pligi Rebbe Elazar Rishua, Elo demar saver davar shein b'mino natsid chayiv. Umar saver shepato al inyan hariga afil Rabbi Yeshua moda. Rabbi Yeshua is going to be moda that hahorig es haparish is chayiv, and the only exception is going to be kina. Baruch atah adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiyeh b'dvarei. That you were asking.
Oh God, but it's spelled without an aleph.
I'm sorry, where are you asking from?
It's Ravashi Seda Ariu
Kara. Yeah. Right, so that's to ask. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so one point I want to share with you from Rav Nevin Sal. So Rav Nevin Sal told me from Rav Shlomo Zalman, I saw Rabbi Meiselman says that it was reported that Rav Shlomo Zalman had this way. Well, I could tell you that Rav Shlomo Zalman's closest Talmud said this, and that is that in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the big question that we have to struggle with today is that in science today we know that lice do procreate. And it seems like at first glance the Gemara is assuming the opposite. So this is obviously a question of how do you deal with Chazal and science? That's question number one. And number two is what happens if it seems that the Metzius is different than Chazal was Koveya the Halacha? According to this, it's not Nisr D'Oraisa to kill a louse. So does the Halacha change? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, he held that the Halacha doesn't change. And killing a louse, even today, is not Nisr D'Oraisa. How do you reconcile it with what we know today? So Rav Shlomo Zalman had a very strong position that many Gdolei Torah also followed. And that is that something you can't see is often halachically insignificant. So bugs, you can't see. There's bacteria all over the place. I just drank a little bit of water. So there's bacteria in the water. Hopefully there's no bugs that I'd be able to see in the water. So we don't. The only live bacteria, the only live things that are usher to eat are those things that you could see with the naked eye. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that since you can't see the procreation, since the procreation itself can't be seen, it's so small, it's negligible, so then in such a case it's not halachically significant. And that's why he held that it would not be an Isser D'Oraisa to kill a kina today.
So that means going back to the whole Machlokas New York with those
That's right.
They should be fine.
Correct. The only thing is, what Rav Dovi just mentioned about the water in New York, there's some who claim that you could see it with the naked eye. But most of
you can't see it procreating.
No. But that would be a different shaila. Here we're talking about parin v'ravin in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. In regards to eating it, it would be that you'd be able to see it, not necessarily be able to see the procreation.
What about if I took, I mean, I know it's a little bit red, but if I took that water from the blender?
Oh, so that we did it in our smicha shiur, and we'll discuss, that's a whole, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to start smichas chavir here, Mirtz Hashem, we'll discuss. Zach Dehele Gigamara, Hatzadam Lutzarech Chayiv. Someone who traps Lutzarech is going to be Chayiv, but Shalol Lutzarech is going to be Potter. So what does it mean to trap Lutzarech? It means you need the item that you're trapping. Mantana, who is the Shita that holds, like we don't differentiate between Tzadam Lutzarech or Tzadam Shalol Lutzarech. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav Rabbi Shimon, it follows Rabbi Shimon, that he holds that you're going to be Potter. In other words, Rabbi Shimon holds that in order to be chayiv, as Rashi spells out in Sadi Gimel, you need to want to have a positive result. Over here, you didn't want to have a positive result. You just want to remove the negative. Some say this rule of Rabbi Shimon in a different context, but saying the exact same yisod. Hatzod nachash. If somebody traps a snake, excuse me, Igor Maslaha, I skipped. Hamapis Mursa, someone who punctures a pimple. Im Vasas La Pechayiv, if its intention is to make an opening, he's going to be Chayiv. Vahotzin La Nelecha, but it's just to get out the moisture pocket. Mahantanam Rav Yudam Rav Rav Shimon, Hidam La Shlitzri Gufa, Pater Aleha. Because in this case, he just wants to remove something negative. He's not creating something positive. That's Shitas Rabbi Shimon and Lacha Chen Suth Luvah's Pater. Vegan Masin Laha, and there's some who say that when it was quoted that's going according to Rabbi Shimon, it was a different case. Hatzah Nachash B'Shabbos, if you trap the snake on Shabbos, Imasasik Boshal Eshchenu Pater, if you're involved simply in order to stop it from biting you, you're going to be Pater with Merfuah Chayiv, but if you want it for its Merfuah, it's going to be Chayiv. Mantanam Rabbi Yehuda, Amarav Rabbi Shimon, he damalash kuntu gufa potter aldeha. And he says malacha shein tzugufa is going to be potter. So these are very important examples of malacha shein tzugufa legufa. There's big questions in the Rambam because the Rambam passes malacha shein tzugufa legufa is chayiv. Yet the Rambam passes also in these cases that's potter avol aser. There are many very famous answers from the Achronim. Amar Shmuel. Hashoyle dag min hayam. If a person pulls out a fish from the sea, kimon shiyavosh bo kisela chayiv. If the fish has been dried out like a coin, you're going to be chayiv. Then, in other words, the fish is for sure dead, and you killed it, and then you're going to be over in atilas neshama. Amri yosef bar avin, bein snapirov. You check between the fins, and then that's enough to be chayiv. Amar Rav Ashi, lo teima yavish mamish, doesn't have to be mamish dried out. Afil David riri, even if there are things like little strings that are coming out, so then that would be enough. That's a simon that the fish has died. Amar Mar Hamduri, Amar Shmuel, hayshit yada lemei behema. If a person sticks his hand into a pregnant animal, v'dildel ubar shemeya, and he moves the fetus inside, chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. My taima, Amar Rava Bar Hamduri, Asper Li, Lav Amar Rav Sheshes. They explained to me, isn't it similar to Rav Sheshes' rule? Hai man de tolish kushusa. If a person cuts off a growth, a bush, mi hisbi vihigi, from its source, you're going to be chayiv for removing it from where it's growing. You're going to be chayiv for removing it from where it grows from. Now here, there's a big machlokes rishonim, how to read the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara, and it's bepashtus how Rashi is reading, is that the Gemara is saying a fascinating chiddush, and that's how the Yerushalmi learns. And that is that you could be oker dover migidulo, removing something from its where it's growing, not only something that's attached to the ground, but like in this case, if you're separating the fetus from the mother. However, the Ramban finds that very difficult, because the Ramban says, if we're talking about kotzer, kotzer has to be being kotzer from the ground. If it's not from the ground, you're not going to be chayiv. And he says, this is not told of the kotzer, but rather the Gemara is saying netilas neshama. Why calling it netilas neshama? What does the Gemara mean when it says it's like removing the bush from its source? Just like when you move the bush from its source, you're going to kill it because it's removing it from its source of nutrition. So too, when you remove the fetus from its source, you're being over netilas neshama. But it doesn't mean that you're chayiv kotzer. So the machlokes we shown him. Many Rishonim learn the Gemara like the Pashup Shat, that if we're equating it to cutting off a bush, then there that's kotzer, so too cutting the animal off. While the Ramban says it's a mashal ba'alma, that just like when you cut it off, it's considered, oka megidulo is considered a malacha, and for a bush it's going to be kotzer, so too when it comes to an animal, it's going to be netilas neshama. This Bisiyata Deshmaya concludes Da Kuf Zayin.